Welcome to another installment from the Symbolic Downloads Collection. I'm Avia Venefica of whatsyoursign.com. That's whats-your-sign.com. And this material is protected under copyright law. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Cardinal symbolism and taking direction from Native American wisdom. There's a strong current of Native American wisdom flowing through my lineage, and as I move through the exploration of natural symbolism, I'm constantly tapping into the expansive vessel of Native wisdom for insight. One of the first essentials conveyed to me while on my interpretive journey dealt with the symbolism of the cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west. Each culture has their own stance on the inherent meanings of the cardinal directions. However, almost every form of ancient wisdom and worship acknowledges directions as sacred. Further, every spirituality inclined culture agrees that there are specific energies residing and resonating in each directional quadrant. We could say there are different energetic personalities expressed in each of the four directions. Knowing these directional personalities and the symbolism pertaining to each of the four quadrants of the compass can hone our spiritual focus in magnificent ways. Moreover, we can retrieve oracular meaning from the directional personalities. For example, if we see a deer cross our path from east to west, we can look back to directional symbolism for enhanced meaning about this animal encounter. By doing so, we can derive poignant messages from the natural world. The following symbolic attributes for the cardinal quadrants come from direct conveyance from natural wisdom, and I share them with you here now. So, these directions I'm going to speak to you, and we'll start with the East. Honoring the East. This talks about beginnings, awakening, ascension, vision, and spiritual wisdom. This is where the new beginnings of creation stir at the cusp of dawn. With the rising sun, a dawning of a greater spiritual awareness envelops us. As the new warmth presses upon us, our own divine spark ignites, and we are aware of far more potential in life than ever before. In this spiritually focused quadrant, the intangible self lives vibrantly and scintillates creative wisdom. Now we honor the West, and it speaks of conclusions, stability, goals, foundation, and physical wisdom. When we trace the path of the setting sun, our eyes are left looking upon the earth's body. With this earthy, grounded vision, we contemplate the material and the bounty born from the mouth of matter. In this physically focused quadrant, the roots of our own bodies mingle with mass, with the earth. We understand totality and completion. We also understand the cycles of corporeal return. Now we honor the north, and the north speaks to us about illumination, discovery, logic, understanding, and mental wisdom. Here, science and knowledge accumulated through our life cycles and purified, and knowledge accumulates and trickles down from the tips of ice-capped mountains in the form of wisdom. As these streams of knowledge move into our awareness, we prepare for intellectual illumination. In this mentally focused quadrant, the greatest reaches of our comprehension roll back into us, causing avalanches of deductive reason. Intellectual knowing is processed and crystallized in the northern directions. Lastly, we honor the South. And the South speaks to us of empathy, trust, faith, inclusion, love, and emotional wisdom. A dive into the ethereal bloodlines reveals the music of undulating emotion. We submerge into renewing waters where we lean in to the cosmic aortic pulse. Each beat of our collective heart mixes our life waters and we experience whole love. In this emotionally focused quadrant, we softly feel our way into great, great currents. We understand unity. We swim easily within the community, following downstream paths of love and least resistance. This concludes my thoughts on Native American wisdom through the cardinal directions. I trust this installation of Native wisdom will offer you guidance on your path to seeking deeper symbolic meanings from your navigational directions. I hope you have enjoyed listening, and thanks very much for being here. Take good care. Namaste. This wraps up another installment from the Symbolic Downloads collection. Get more great symbolic MP3s by visiting my website, www.whatsyoursign.com. That's what's-your-sign.com. You can also go to www.symbolicdownloads.com. This material is protected under copyright law. The music provided is written and performed by Guy Kundell. I'm Avia Venefica, and thanks for listening.